A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart continues on News Talk 1400 WDWS.
A Penny for Your Thoughts in our final quarter of this Friday program. Scott Beatty filling in, and Brian Barnhart is back with you on Monday. He'll talk a bit about solar farms coming in Urbana and have an open line as well. Carol Varell is here, our news, I'm calling you news director emeritus.
Okay, you can do that. I'll go along with that.
I want to get into what you've been working on here now in your retirement phase on cold cases. But just a press release that's just come in here from Champaign County Sheriff Dan Walsh. After consultation, this has to do with the sirens that go off with bad weather. Here's the release. After consultation with a local meteorologist, there will be a slight change in EMA's criteria for sounding the weather warning siren. The additional reason for sounding the sirens will now include if Champaign County is under severe thunderstorm warning or a tornado warning by the National Weather Service, and if a train spotter sees a wall cloud with internal rotation aloft approaching Champaign, Urbana, or Savoy in the cities, the siren will be activated. This change would not have affected the decision made not to sound the sirens on Sunday, June 10th. We still intend to use the sirens only when a tornado threat is imminent, not when conditions are ripe. A tornado or straight-line winds can still occur and cause significant damage with no advanced warning. So key takeaway here is they're added a couple of criteria, mm-hmm. but some folks were questioning why those sirens didn't go off on Sunday, June 10th. And they're saying they wouldn't have gone off then anyway, because these things can come out of literally seem like mm-hmm. nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah. As a trained tornado spotter, you know, I think one of the things to remember is that those outdoor sirens are meant for people who are outdoors. And really that practice goes back to when people used to be outside a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they really relied on hearing the sirens for warnings. So,
yeah, in fact, Dan Walsh says here in his press release, the sirens are 1950s technology. When bad weather is threatening, please turn to local radio, local mm-hmm. TV, weather apps on your phone, weather radios to keep your family safe and take advantage of technology. Also, always have a safety plan. All right. So
yep, there you go.
A little bit of information there on that. All right, Carol, you have been really diving into here something that it's been a passion of yours in helping the community get crime solved. And that's another installment of your Cold Cases podcast.
Yes.
is coming up.
On Sunday in the News Gazette, and also on the website, on the News Gazette, news-gazette.com, there will be my second podcast on a cold case. And this case is a Champaign case from last year. You know, it may not fit your traditional definition of a cold case, but it's a case that the Champaign police really wanted to feature because they still need information to solve the fatal shooting of 53-year-old Gus Edwards. He was gunned down at the corner of Beardsley and Elm on August 3rd last year. And I talked to Detective Patrick Funkhauser with the Champaign Police Department, and you'll hear him featured in the podcast quite a bit. And although they have a lot of evidence, they have confiscated the car that the shooter used. And what happened was Gus was walking. He was visiting the area at Elm and Beardsley, and this man drove up in a car. When he saw Gus, this is according to Detective Funkhauser, he slammed on the brakes, jumped out of the car, went up to Gus, fired several times, jumped back in the car, drove off. And Gus was struck several times, at least once in the head, and he died soon after. So Detective Funkhauser says, you know, although they've got evidence, they've got the car, they still need some final information about the shooter, identifying the shooter, just other statements, other evidence, because when they go to court, they want to make an arrest. They do have a person of interest. But when they are finally able to file charges, make an arrest, when they get to court, they want to have, as Detective Funkhauser said, a slam dunk case. They want to make sure that they get a conviction.
Yeah.
So so what we're really looking for is more information. I also talked to two of Gus's brothers, Richard Edwards and Charles Davidson. And, you know, I mean, they are hurting. They are grieving for their brother. And they are hopeful that friends of theirs, people that they know, people who saw something will come forward and help solve that case.
So this is a podcast again with Carol Varell that is at our website, WDWS.com, as well as news-gazette.com. It's called Cold Cases. And this one, a little warmer than some of the other cold cases you're going to be looking into.
Yes. And this will be on, in Sundays. Yeah. Edition of the News Gazette and also on the website on Sunday.
You've been hearing from folks on these cases when you start talking about them?
Yes. Yeah. So we're hoping that the information will lead to solving these cases, because what we're trying to do is just put more light on these cases. You know, they haven't been talked about for a while, and there's more information available. And so, you know, we're trying to appeal to people's conscience.
Yeah.
And nudging people and to let them know that they will be protected to come forward. And also there's always Champaign County Crime Stoppers, where somebody can come forward anonymously.
Yeah,
they won't be called to testify. They can call 373-TIPS. They can go to the Crime Stoppers website, 373-TIPS.com, and submit tips that way. And nobody will ever know who they are. Plus, if they offer information that leads to an arrest, they could get up to $1,000 in a cash reward, especially in a case like this, which is a murder case.
Yep. Okay. Carol, appreciate you stopping in to let us know about all this, and appreciate your good work. And thanks for coming in on a Friday in your retirement phase, from at least from your news directing retirement phase, although it is popcorn day. So
that's right. It makes a big difference, you know, when it's popped. That popcorn is so delicious.
I was in very early this morning. I'm not usually in that early, and I saw the popcorn being made, and it's like 7 a.m. and I'm thinking, I'll go get some popcorn after the show. 3 seconds later, I went over to it instead, got my popcorn, and said, I'm going to eat popcorn at 7 a.m. because I can.
Yes, I remember that when I was here on the early shift.
Yeah.
And you could smell that popcorn through the whole building.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I'm not waiting. It's not too early for popcorn. Okay. Thanks, Carol.
You bet.
We're back. We'll do a little, might be a little bit of time here for you to jump in on the phones at 356-9397. If you have any wrap-up thoughts for today or this week, also you can text us 351-5357.